Hello, Sendai! 外国語情報番組、多言語放送局の時間です。この番組は、仙台観光国際協会、センティアが英語、中国語、韓国語、優しい日本語の4言語で毎月トピックを変えて情報をお伝えしています。今日の担当は、カナダ出身のテシアと、
アイルランド出身のイーライです。
今月のテーマは、冬に気をつけたいことです。今日は英語でお送りいたします。Hello and welcome to Hello Sendai. Every month we broadcast seasonal topics and information to you from Sentia in English, Chinese, Korean, and EC Japanese. My name is Tesha and I'm from Canada.
My name is Eli and I'm from Ireland.
Our topic for today is things to be aware of in winter. Alright, so before we get into the main topic of today, let's just quickly go through what our plans for the year and the New Year's holiday is. Usually for Japanese people, they just spend time with family in comparison to other places where they might do like New Year's countdown. But yeah, in Japan, that's not really a big thing. Like most people kind of just stay at home, go into like the kotatsu and have a really nice osechi meal with their family. So, Eli, do you have any specific plans for how you're going to be spending your New Year's?
Yeah, I didn't really have any plans until about, I'd say, halfway through December. But one of my friends, her family, they go up to Akita every year during that kind of like end of year period, and they spend a bit of time at like Ryokan, you know, onsen. As a family, and she was kind enough to invite me to that. Aww. So I'm going to be going to that. It'll be my first time in Akita. My first time. I've been to onsen, to hot springs before, right. But I've never been for the full, you know, ryokan traditional Japanese inn experience. I'm quite looking forward to that.
Oh yeah, no, that sounds awesome, especially since Akita is known for very heavy snowfall and also namahage, but I guess you probably won't see that in the in the inn. Yeah,
that's like the people that like dress up like scare kids, right?
Yeah. So namahage is very much an Akita specialty, and every year during the midst of winter, you'll have people dressed up in like they cover themselves up in hay.
Oh,
yeah. And also, depending on the sex of the namahage, they have different numbers of horns. That's how you tell them apart. And basically, they dress up. They go. Across like the entire village, and you have to invite them in and give them like tea and mochi.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like Santa Claus, but a little scary. That's how I like to interpret it.
It definitely like sounds like it could be the source of some trauma for the kids. Traditionally, yes.
Yeah. So well, but it's like fighting evil with evil. So namahage serves a function of scaring off the bad spirits and to protect the kids for like the new year. I don't know. I hope you see them. Like.
Hopefully they don't like burst into the door of the inn and start screaming at me.
So I'll be going to Hokkaido. I'll be going to Kushiro, which is easternmost part of Hokkaido. Oh. And also we're planning to go watch sunrise.
Oh wow.
Yeah, on New Year's Day.
That's really cool.
But the thing is that I'll need to stay sober enough the night before so that I can wake up in time, and that might be a little bit of a challenge.
It's all pacing yourself, I guess.
Yeah. We'll see. Or maybe I'll just won't sleep, you know. It's also an option. Anyways, moving on to the main topic of today. Well, since winter in Sendai has already started, is there anything that you have observed about like the winter in Sendai that you liked or like really dislike? And are there any life hacks that you do personally to fight off the cold?
I mean, Sendai, it's not super snowy. Mm-hmm. And that's one thing before coming to Tohoku, before coming to Japan, I really expected about, I think just Tohoku as a region in general. Mm-hmm. I was like, it's covered in snow all the time. Now it's like Greenland, it's like the North Pole, but it's really not like that at all. It's very cold, but the snow is not as frequent as I thought it would be. That being said, whenever it does fall, I get irrationally happy. I love snow. I love the kind of the atmosphere and it falling and like, I don't know. So in December, like, there's been a good few times where it started snowing and I've just stood in the middle of the street just taking videos of the sky like a crazy person. but on one side, I'm very excited with this when the snow happens, but on the other side, I'm not used to the cold at all. So trying to deal with that has been a bit of a struggle. Because for the first month, when I was in my house, I just kind of threw my air conditioner on like full blast 24/7. And then I got my first electricity bill after that, and it was very, very high. So I went and I got myself a kotatsu, and I got myself an electric blanket, and I'm trying to kind of make do with that. It's working pretty well, but I've noticed with the electric blanket, because it kind of goes underneath your duvet or whatever, it's on top of your mattress. Yeah. So you sleep on it, but then your head is outside.
Yeah.
So my head is really, really cool, but the rest of my body is really warm. Oh. So I was using it for a while, but then I would wake up every morning with really bad headaches because my head was freezing. It's freezing the entire night,
right.
But my body was fine. So I've had to kind of compromise and put the air conditioner on for a little bit and kind of try to find the balance that way, but it's still a trial and error process, I think.
I see. Oh yeah, no, like I know a lot of people who complain about the cold in Sendai, and I definitely think it's because Japanese buildings in general, a lot of them are built with wood, so it's not exactly the most, like, you know, heat insulant buildings out there. It's very nice in the summer because it doesn't trap the heat inside the house like a lot of Western buildings do. However, in the winter though, that becomes kind of a problem. And if your room especially is what they call a kadobeya, so in like a apartment building, it's like the room that's on the corner. You get a lot of what they call sukima kaze, so the winds that just kind of seeps into your house, and that can make your room just feel extra cold. So yeah, I do think that what you're doing, like buying kotatsu and having an electric blanket, is definitely a very good idea. And so all of you out there who are struggling with the cold, maybe, you know, like, learn from Eli's example and go out and go to Home Center or like Nitori or other stores to see if they have any electronic appliances that you can maybe add to your winter collection to help you stay warm.
I would actually really recommend the blanket I got. This is not a paid promotion at all, but I got it at Don Quixote and it was like 2,000 yen, and it has adjustable settings for the temperature and stuff. Yeah. It's really solid. So if you're looking for a cheap, cheerful blanket, I'd recommend Don Quixote. What about yourself? Do you have any strategies for the cold that you use?
Yeah, so like for me, I'm not exactly like too bad at dealing with the cold. I'm kind of used to cold temperatures. So when I have my air conditioner on, I usually set it to like 18 to 20 degrees.
Quite cold.
Oh no, like for me, that is the perfect temperature at least. And at night though, because I sleep on a futon, like so my mattress is directly touching the floor, and that can get kind of cold. So what I did is I actually went to Aeon, and Aeon has this entire section during the winter where it has tapes and things like that for you to tape between your door so that it blocks the wind from coming in. And they also have something that's kind of like a cardboard sheet that you can put next to your balcony window. So I have like a really big balcony window in my apartment, and that's, I feel like, where the source of the coldness is coming from. Yeah, so I just put that in front of my balcony window, and it kind of blocks the coldness a little bit. There's also aluminium foil sheets that you can put on your floor. So those also work pretty well as like insulators, so I can put that underneath my mattress, and it kind of keeps the cold away. Generally speaking, I think Sendai winter is pretty nice. The wind can get kind of strong sometimes, and my face kind of hurts from, you know, being blown in the wind. But other than that, I really don't have much to complain about.
I actually had a story about the wind last week.
Where
I was coming home from, I was at an event and I was coming home late-ish at night, I think it was like 11. And it was those really strong winter winds that were really powerful, right? And I was wearing my coat. My coat, it was open, so it was kind of flapping, So it was flapping or whatever, and I had lots of stuff in my pockets, and I was kind of like, oh, this is cold, and I kept walking. I got home. The next morning, I went to go do some shopping, and I realized my wallet was gone. So it blew out of my pocket because of the wind. And I went to the local cold van, police box or whatever, and I asked them about it. And luckily, one of the other police boxes in Sendai had found the wallet. So I was able to go to there and get it. I think I had 1,000 yen in the wallet. It was stolen, but my cards were all there, so that's what mattered. But yeah, that was definitely something I didn't think I would have to watch out for. But I mean, I do also have a really bad habit of leaving things everywhere and losing things. I'm very forgetful, so it also does not surprise me that happened. But it was really, like, the wind was intense though. It was like, I felt myself being pushed back on there. Like, I was trying to walk forward, and I was moving my legs, but I wasn't moving forward. It was a strange experience. Yeah, very strong.
I'm glad you found your wallet, but perhaps it's time to get a coat that has zippers for the pockets so that nothing flies out anymore.
I mean, it did have zippers, but my pockets were full of oranges. because at the event, I know the stories get stranger and stranger, but no, at the event, some friend gave me a bunch of oranges as like omiyage, so I had too many oranges and my wallet wouldn't fit in my pockets properly.
Oh,
so,
I see. Yeah. Well, that sure is a strange tale, but...
Yeah, it's probably quite a unique problem to me only, watch out for your wallet, I guess.
Yeah, and maybe bring an extra bag so you can put your accidental oranges in it or something. Anyways, there are still a few things that we should perhaps watch out during the winter season. Like, for example, one of our coworkers mentioned how lack of exercise can be a really big problem during winter because it's so cold that you just don't really want to move. But it's important to do exercise because exercise helps, well, first of all, it helps keep you healthy and it also boosts your immune system. So if you don't do exercise, you're more likely to get sick. So even if you don't, you know, feel like going out for a run, maybe just stay at home, get your yoga mat out, do some stretches. And like on a day when it's a little warmer, try to go out and like get some walk or like do a few laps or something.
Yeah. Do you find yourself during winter, do you naturally end up exercising less in your own experience or?
I'll say it's the opposite for me. Okay. Like when it's hot outside, I just don't feel like doing anything. I just kind of want to lay down and not raise my body temperature further. So during the summer, I'm kind of just sitting there and like eating ice cream and not really doing much. However, in the winter or like during cooler seasons, it's a lot easier for me to get the motivation to actually go and do something. Recently, I actually walked from Sendai Station to Tomizawa Station, which is like the end.
That's the terminus. Last, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the terminus station on Nanbukusen. It's a 10 km walk, so it took me about 2 hours.
Oh wow, okay.
But yeah, it's pretty flat, so it's not like, you know, very mountainous.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it was a pretty pleasant walk, and the weather was not too bad, so So like, I just try to get exercise in, like, through those type of, you know, more casual exercising. Yeah, and well, besides from illnesses, other hidden dangers in winter include frozen roads. You happen to be a driver, then you want to make sure that you have the proper winter tires, or else you risk your tires slipping when you drive. Also, pipes also risk freezing during winter. So if you are to fake into your home for, let's say, more than a few days in the winter, you might want to consider, they call it like emptying the taps. So you have to shut off the water and you have to empty out all the residual water in your tap so that nothing is left in there.
Okay.
Yep. Because if your pipes get frozen, you have to get someone from the water bureau to come over to unclog it for you, and that's going to take a while. They might not be able to come right away, so you might have to go a few days without having running water, and that's always not great. Lastly, we have an announcement from Sentia. Sentia will be hosting a pre-entrance orientation for children with foreign roots who will be entering elementary school in April of 2024. The orientation on preparation of elementary school for children with foreign roots and their families will be held on February 17th, which is a Saturday, in the lecture rooms of Sendai Multicultural Center. We will go over topics including pre-entrance preparations, required items, fees, school life, and academics. If you have any questions or concerns, feel free to consult us during the orientation. This event is for foreign residents who are guardians of pre-elementary school-aged children. The orientation will be held in Japanese, but will set aside time for foreign language consultations with interpreters. Participation is free. Please apply at Sentia if you're interested. And that is it for this month's program. We'll see you again soon. Bye!